Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm back in New York at my bright red desk after a lovely week of vacation in beautiful California. And enjoying the weather. It's 58 degrees here. It's sunny and bright and just delightful. It's springtime. Yay, it's March. What we do here on the Weekly Weather is we talk about the energy in the heavens, and we talk about what it's going to feel like and how you can use it productively in the week ahead, and what you can do to help yourself maximize your life. Now, we've been having a lot of interesting and actually pretty stressful aspects, and this week we are kind of shifting direction a bit, and you're going to find that you're actually in a better mood, you're in a better space, because there's a bit more clarity. And I think one of the things that's very hard for us, you know, because we are kind of people that like, I mean, especially if we study astrology, we like to know what's going on. One of the things that's hard for us is when we don't really feel like we have a handle on things and we don't really feel that we have a vision of how things are going to work or what actually is going to happen. So the goal then becomes, how do we give ourselves permission to see the energy, work with the energy, and transform it. And so that's kind of what I try and do here on the show, but also recognizing that we each have a vision of how our life is supposed to work. And right now, we're in very changing times, okay? So this week, you're going to be offered a choice. Mars is going to square the Mars retrograde, remember, retrograde, is going to square the nodes of fate. And so when he does that, he says to you, which way do you want to go? Now, remember, the nodes of fate are in Gemini and in Sag. The south node is in Gemini, and the north node is in Sagittarius. So the north node has a lot of energy about living your truth, moving to your higher vision, moving to the direction you want to go, what's your belief about things, what do you believe to be the truth of your matter, the truth of your life, the purpose of your being. Sagittarius, the philosopher, the wise one, the educated. South node in Gemini is monkey mind, local mind, short communication mind, being able to communicate quickly, rapidly, communicate in an unusual way, communicate in a way that people hear. It's the mimic. It's the gossip. It's the information that you go, oh, really? And then you go, really? And then you go, really? Right? That's Gemini. Because Gemini always has a little bit of trickster quality to it. Now, this week, Mercury and Uranus are both in fire, and so Mercury's retrograde too, right? Now, Mercury rules the south node in Gemini, and he also rules the Mars in Virgo, rules the Virgo, and the Mars going backwards. And so we have a situation, like we did last week, that I wrote about with the double negatives, but this week we have it again. But we have to make a choice using the double negative. So there'll be an energy that gets presented to you on Monday about, well, what's the direction you actually want to head in? Where do you really want to go? What's your purpose? Why are you doing it? So you want to kind of be a little clear about what that is. Then the other thing that's going to happen is, because Mars is retrograde, a lot of times the choices that we make when Mars is retrograde are not necessarily the choices we would make when it was direct. Right, and Mars in retrograde is very sensitive to criticism. So this week we can make a choice because we're feeling criticized rather than because we actually really want to do it. Now, the good news is when Mars goes direct in the middle of April, we're going to be able to make a choice to move forward. But right now, we might make a choice that is from our bad old habits. Not our bad old habits, let's reframe that. We might make a choice that isn't in our best interest, because we're going to regress a little bit, and we're going to make a choice from an angry place, from a disillusioned place, from a kind of pissed off place, from Mercury's fire, remember, from a place of, I'm not going to take it anymore, I don't want to. So you kind of have to look at it and say, okay, well, what's the vision? What are you actually trying to accomplish here? And why did you say you wanted to do it? Okay, so when we watch that Mars squaring the nodes, it's going to be about 2:30 in the afternoon on Monday afternoon. So kind of watch your conversations, especially if you're dealing with someone who's a little duplicitous. or you're dealing with someone who doesn't always give you the straight story, or who perhaps has a hidden agenda. Because it's going to get revealed then, and you might be in the mood to kind of go, you know what, the hell with you. Okay, because the sun is at the last day, the last degree of Pisces, so it's going to feel a little martyred, right? And then it's going to be like, well, you can't make me, and maybe not choose wisely. On the 20th, we start a new year. The sun leaves Pisces and goes into Aries and launches a whole new direction, launches a whole new focus, launches a different vision of how things are supposed to be. When the sun joins Uranus, later in the week, on the 24th, which is on Saturday, we have a revelation of consciousness. So we have a lot of energy this week around seeing things we hadn't seen before and having to make choices. Now, the goal here, part of the reason Saturn's going backwards, is he's going backwards until June for you to get clear on the choices you're making and to get clear why you're making the choices. So I've had a few people write and go, you know, I'm really mad at this person, and I don't want to talk to them anymore, and I'm really upset, and bup, 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 bup. And it's like, yeah, totally cool. I get it. You know, I don't want to take it anymore, and I don't want to, you know. So the idea is, don't fire anybody. Don't necessarily quit your job, although you will hear a lot of people quitting on the 19th or going, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not taking anymore, and I am going to quit. Because Mars is really in a bit of a cranky mood this week, and he's answering to Venus in a cranky mood too. Or not Venus, Mercury in a cranky mood, through Friday. Okay, so a lot of times people are going to make decisions this week out of anger or out of irritation or out of some kind of not necessarily the best motives. Because Mars is in the mood to pick a fight. Because he's answering to Mercury in Aries, and he's going backwards, and Mercury's going backwards. So you're going to pick maybe a fight with someone that you really shouldn't fight with. You're going to maybe, you know, say something or do something that perhaps, you know, under better circumstances you wouldn't do. Now, I will tell you, when that happens, just kind of notice it and go, okay, I get it. Mars is in the mood to fight. Mercury's in fire sign. And you can find things really flare. Tempers flare, emotions flare. That's what's going to happen this week. And so part of it is you're going to be like, I don't want that anymore. You know, I don't want that to happen. And I've put up with it for too long already. Now, the other person may not have known you've been putting up with it. Okay? They may think that everything is just peachy keen and fine. And rather than, you know, them kind of going to you and saying, well, you want to talk about it, you know, if you find yourself flaring, right, because the energy is about flaring and not wanting to talk about it, take a pulse, take a breath, breathe deeply, recognize that part of the energy here is a flare-up energy. Now, in the middle of the week, on Friday, Mercury goes back into Pisces, right? Now, remember, Mercury hates being in Pisces. It's its lower form, loves being in Virgo, opposite signs, always lower form. Mercury goes back into Pisces for the rest of Mercury's retrograde, okay? And when he goes back into Pisces, he goes back into his old behaviors. The cycle that he thought he finished, he's gonna go, I guess I really didn't finish it, did I? Because he's going to have a flare-up this week and then want to reverse it. So it's an interesting energy because it wants to fight, but then when the minute it fights, it feels sorry for itself because it didn't really want to fight about that, all right? So it's kind of you want to watch how it shows up. We also have Sun joining with Uranus, which is a divorce energy. A lot of divorces this week, a lot of endings, a lot of I'm done with you, you're finished, I'm gone, goodbye, slam the door as you go out the door. However, Mercury's retrograde, Mars is retrograde, so you might not really be gone for good, or you might be slamming the door more for dramatic effect. However, if you slam the door for dramatic effect this week, they may not open the door and ask you back in. Okay? So if you've got a relationship where you've been acting out or causing, you know, flare-up and problems and yada yada, and you stomp off this week, they may just say, okay, goodbye, let you go. Or you may, or if someone does it to you, you may say, okay, goodbye, let you go. Because the energy is, I'm not going to put up with this. And that's what Mercury in Aries does. Then when it goes into Pisces, it feels really sorry for itself. But that's at the end of the week. So the middle of the week, lots of kind of energy. So we have, and also because Mercury is what's called combust the sun, meaning it joins to the sun because it's going backwards, we tend to think we're right. And we don't tend to listen to the other guy because Mercury is also on the world axis on zero fire. So we are right. They are wrong. And we are not in the mood to hear why they are partially right. So if someone comes to you and starts ranting and raving about somebody, don't go trying to say to them, well, you know, they actually are right. You're wrong. Because then they're going to get mad at you, right? So your job this week is to listen to people rant and rave and to see how, you hear Handsome howling, he's ranting and raving right now. I know, Handsome. To hear how people are upset about a really core issue that they're trying to change. Because underneath all this fire, all this Sturm und Drang, all this jumping up and down and yelling stuff, underneath it all, there actually is a very sad little part of you, or a very sad little part of the other person, who realize that the other person isn't doing what they want and is probably never going to do what they want. Now, I don't know about you, but I hear a lot of people going, well, what I really want them to do, well, they need to change. They need to be this. They need to be that. And this is one of those weeks where you're going to look at your situation and you're going to go, that is who they are. Believe it when they show it to you. Don't go telling them they need to change. They're only going to change if they want to. And if they don't want to, they are not changing. And you can stand there until you're, my mother used to say, you can stand there until you're blue in the face, spitting out wooden nickels. I've never seen a wooden nickel, but I guess they were big when she was growing up. Stand on your head and spit out wooden nickels, and it's not going to make anything different. So this is a week to really notice what you get angry at. Okay, because what you're getting angry at is actually your issue. It's your core issue that you're trying to work with. You're trying to heal. You're trying to get clean on. And the relationships that you are angry in very often are relationships that you formed because you were trying to get something. The person you thought was going to give it to you isn't now, or isn't giving it to you in the way you wanted. And you realize that perhaps you formed the relationship for the wrong reason. And that in forming the relationship for the wrong reason, not the wrong reason, that's probably an incorrect way to say it. You formed the relationship for a reason that no longer serves you. Okay? And now you're aware of the fact that this relationship, while it worked for a while, doesn't serve you anymore. And the person's not going to change to comply with what you're looking for going forward. And so you either have to accept them as they are or leave or deal with this is the reality and stop nagging, you know. Stop picking on them. They are who they are. People are who they are. This is the reality. And a lot of people are going to be saying, this is who I am. Leave me alone. I don't want to hear I have to change. I don't want to hear that I'm supposed to be different. I like who I am. You know, I don't want to do that. And so that's the other part. So there'll be an annoyance, for lack of a better word, with ourself as, you know, in who we are. And then there will be, or an annoyance with the other guy because they're not being who we think they should be. Then once we've got that clear, then we're going to be like, okay, they're not going to change, are they? No. Okay, so what do I do? Do I stay? Do I go? And that part, you know, we figure out. Because Venus and Saturn are going to join in the heavens by parallel. So there's a whole energy this week about not feeling validated for what you want. Venus is in Taurus and Saturn is in Libra. And there's a thing in the sky called parallel, which is an energy that kind of means they're at the same declination, meaning they're at the same degree above and below the equator. So Venus and Saturn join this week by parallel with Mercury. And you realize that there's a limitation to how this can change or a limitation to their willingness to change, or a limitation to your willingness to change and accommodate. And it's understanding, this is one of those weeks where you're going to look and you're going to say, they say one thing, they do another, or their actions are inconsistent with their words, and believe the actions, because the actions are showing you who they really are. Now, a lot of times people say, oh, no, I'm going to do this. But then they do something else. And you have to watch the behavior, because the behavior is where it's at. And in this week particularly, and I will tell you, on the 24th, which is next Saturday, you might feel a little sad about the behavior, or about the what you saw that you hadn't really thought you would see, you know. And it's not in a mean way. It's, you know, think of it as Venus and Saturn. Venus rules Saturn. Saturn's in the sign of relationships. He's going backwards. He's asking you to look at the primary relationships in your life, not just the romantic, but all the relationships that you're in, and to understand the framework, the structure, the deal that you have struck. What is your purpose for being in this relationship? Why do you do it? What does it give you? It gives you something. And when you first entered into it, it gave you something. And maybe now it doesn't anymore, but that's okay. It did give you something. So honoring the relationship for what it gave you is also important. But with Mercury joining with Venus and Saturn in the sky, you're going to realize the conscious limitations of the relationship and probably be a little sad. And that's okay. You know, it's understanding you're going to either be mad or sad, and probably sad, but maybe mad, or maybe sad, mad than sad. You know, it's kind of a shift. It's a shifting week, I will tell you. You're going to feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster. And then you're going to go, So I want you to be kind to yourself this week, okay? Because the planets in the heavens are a little crabby cranky. They're having fights. One planet is going, and the other planet goes, you know, I've had enough of this. Don't you go telling me that. And the other planet goes, all right. And the other planet goes, I've had it. And then you go, wow, that was a little fight. Those guys are having a fight. And it's not planets that you think of as normally fighting. But basically what happened is one planet has had it. They've been putting up with stuff. And I will tell you, it's going to be Venus or Mercury who's had it. And it's some abuse of authority by Saturn that's pissing them off. Okay, so Saturn goes, rawr, rawr. And Venus and Mercury are going to be like mad at Saturn. So if some authority comes and says, you're a bad person, or you have to stop that, or hush, 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 Mercury and Venus are going to go, don't you go telling me what to say or do. And, you know, we're seeing it in the collective. We're seeing it with Rush Limbaugh losing his advertisers. We're seeing it with whatever Raymond's TV wife said about the candidates. We're seeing it with Amy Tang getting criticized for making names up about the candidates, calling them weird names. You know, we're seeing it in a very heated dialogue in our collective around the rights that people have, or the, you know, your right to control my uterus, or your right to control my reproductive freedom, or my needing to pay for your birth control pills or whatever. I will point out, as a feminist, insurance companies cover Viagra. If they cover Viagra, they should cover birth control, because when the penises work, the babies get made. That said, if they don't cover Viagra, no birth control. Equal protection under the law, or equal responses under the law. And so our energy this week, facing the choice, probably getting angry, figuring out something we hadn't seen before, having a cosmic aha moment, and then Juno, the planet of partnership, stops to go retrograde, and she joins the north node of fate right as she does it, okay? So we are going to be saying, well, if I'm not going to partner with you anymore, then I need to partner with this. And I would suggest partnering with yourself and being kind to yourself, because this energy is very crabby cranky, but it also is about you understanding the reasons. A lot of times we do in a relationship what we really want to have done for us. So the Cancer people tend to caretake when really they want to be taken care of, because that was, you know what I mean? Like the Leo people perform because and look for love because they didn't feel like they got enough love when they were growing up. or they didn't feel like they were adored enough. You know, we look for, we become our sons, we work to grow into that energy, and we go to create that energy as part of our conscious process. And as we're working on that consciousness, we're gearing ourselves towards the vision of what we really want. And then we create that, and then we get it, and we go, okay, I got it, but now I think I'm done with it. Now what? And now you say, well, I'm done with it. I learned what I needed to learn from this situation. I don't have to kill it. I don't have to maim it. I don't have to annihilate it. I just have to move on. I have to release it and let it go. So as the Mars squares the nodes and Juno squares the nodes, we also have Chiron squaring the nodes on the 23rd, which is Friday, which is the wound. Being wounded, feeling attacked, feeling released, feeling like there's something going on that we're not included in. And, you know, the Chiron's in the sign of the orphan right now, so there's going to be a little bit of this motherless child stuff running around this week, especially because of the arguments early in the week, because really what we're arguing about is something we really deeply want. And we have to stand and recognize that we really deeply want it. And when we see that, then we understand how what our efforts up until now have been not necessarily producing it, because maybe we've been afraid, or maybe we've been anxious, or whatever our reason is. We haven't been doing it. We've been taking the version that's been presented to us rather than really holding out for what we want. You know, a lot of times people will pick someone because they're safe, because they don't want to get hurt again. And then they realize, well, I picked them because they were safe, not necessarily because I really wanted them. They were safe. And then they go, and now I'm unhappy. And it's like, okay, well, you picked them because they were safe, or you picked them because it was time to have a kid, and you made the kid with them. And now that you've made the kid, you realize they're really not your partner, they're your father of your children. Or you realize that they're really this rather than that. So there's a lot of energy this week around that consciousness. And remember, Mars is retrograde in Virgo, so it's a critical nature. It's a critical recognition of consciousness. It's not just a clean, easy, oh, aha moment. It can turn on you a little bit, because Mars in Virgo, you know, is the critic. So if someone's being very critical of you, you want to also back up a little and say, I appreciate you criticizing me, but you need to stop. I don't really need to hear this now. What I need is support in envisioning what my future is to be, and to get a handle on how I want to move forward rather than what I've done wrong in the past. Now, consciousness about what we've done wrong helps us move forward correctly, right? So we need that piece. But no beating yourself up, and no letting other people beat you up, and no correcting people when they're complaining about getting beaten up, because part of it is they're getting beaten up because the deal that they're working on needs to change or needs to shift, and it isn't supposed to stay where it is, but they're not quite ready to let it go yet, okay? And they have to get there. If you fix it for them, they are not going to get conscious. And if you tell them what they've been doing wrong, they're going to get mad at you too. So your job is to stand back, watch it, listen, and then say, well, you know, I think you probably know what you want to do. And then they're going to look at you and they're going to go, I want to kill them. And you go, well, you don't want to go to jail. But you do maybe want to create something different. Create a different dream, or create the next dream, or create the vision that you're trying to get. So with all this activity this week, it promises to be a very up and down emotional week. And it promises, with Mars in Mercury in fire, to be volatile emotionally. And then the weekend promises to be very wanting to stay in bed and cry, or Piscean thing, wanting to escape and disappear. Watch very carefully. You're going to be in the mood to overeat, because this is comfort food week too, or addictive behaviors can surface because this is, I'm feeling really crabby, so I'm going to have a cocktail. Or I'm feeling really crabby, I'm going to have some macaroni and cheese. Whatever your addiction of choice is. All right, so that's the plan. And we do start a new season, okay? Now, the good news is we start a new season. The bad news is that we're going to have this for the whole season, okay? The aspects that are running are part of the vernal equinox when the sun enters Aries. So these babies are going to run till June in one form or another, okay? And then in June, of course, we have the first of the Uranus square Plutos, which we're going to start talking about next week so you can get ready for it. The premise here is we're being asked to evolve, okay? That's essentially what's happening. And the universe does not like it when you say, I don't want to evolve, you know, and goes, you got to go forward. And we go, really? Do I really have to? Yep, you do. And you go, no, I don't really want to. Okay, but, you know, we're going to go forward without you if you don't come. You know, remember, I don't know if you fought with your parents when you were younger. I was a pretty rotten. I was the oldest child, so I felt like I had to fight for things. And I can remember as a teenager, my mother saying, okay, we're going to go Christmas tree shopping. And me going, I do not want to go Christmas tree shopping. And she, you know, we would go hiking in the woods and cut down our friggin' tree. Can't we just go to the store and buy a tree? No, we cut down the tree. That's the tradition in the family. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to do this. And I had a huge, huge, huge argument. I did not want to go Christmas tree shopping. I did not want to, you know. And it was kind of like a really stupid thing to fight over. And I ended up not going Christmas tree shopping. I'm staying in my room. They brought the tree home. We put the tree up. They decorated the tree without me. I went downstairs. And my mother had ornaments for each of us kids. My ornament was sitting on top of the piano all by itself. And it was kind of a big deal. You know, we would have hot chocolate and my mother would unwrap them and we would each be given ornaments by her and we would hang them and my father would have done the lights and my little ornament sitting there all by itself, the whole tree's decorated, lights are on, and I had been on strike. And missed that year, you know, missed the Christmas tree hunt that year. So watch what you give up to, because sometimes you'll find that it isn't what you thought it was. That actually what you're fighting about isn't about whether you want to go on the Christmas tree hunt or if it's what it is. But you're having that moment to have you become conscious, to have you shift and change, to have yourself come down and see your own little Christmas ornament sitting all by itself, the one that you got when you were born, all by itself on the piano with the rest of the tree all decorated and happy and everybody off having a good time while you had been upstairs in your room not agreeing to decorate the Christmas tree or even to look for a tree, God damn it. So it's that kind of week. So the 19th, Monday, the moon is going to be in the sign of Aquarius with a nice closing aspect of a trine to Saturn. It goes into Pisces that night. It's in Pisces on Sunday night, Monday night, all day Tuesday, and all day Wednesday with a closing aspect of a sextile to Venus, which means the things begun under this are nice. That Pisces moon are good. And, of course, the vernal equinox happens where the sun goes into Aries at 1:15 in the morning. So if you're up bright and early on Tuesday morning at 1:15, eggs will stand up on their butts, and then they will slowly tip over as the Earth goes across the equator. The moon is void Wednesday night. And then we have a new moon, bright and early, on 10:30 in the morning on Thursday when the moon is in Aries. And it's in Aries on Friday. And it goes void with an opposition to Saturn, so Thursday and Friday's activities are separating, meaning they are not going to continue. They are going to end things. Mercury goes into Pisces on the 23rd in 9 in the morning. So Friday morning, kind of sad. Then Saturday, the moon is in Taurus on Saturday night and Sunday night and on Monday next week with a closing aspect of a sextile to Mercury, which is, again, a nice moon. So we have an ending Pisces moon, ending moon, new beginning, but a beginning that's separative, a beginning that says, I'm not going to go help you find that stupid Christmas tree and eat hot chocolate and decorate it. I hate all of you. So the world will go on without you, and your ornament will be left on the piano for you to hang when you get back in the mood to do it. So be conscious of what your choices are this week. Be conscious of why you're fighting. What is the relationship changes you're trying to make? It's really, really important. I will add, I never skipped another Christmas tree hunting event again. It was really important. Kind of ruined Christmas. You know, not in a bad way, but, you know, when you get like that, it's kind of hard for people to deal with you. So watch where you get like that this week, or watch where people get like that with you this week, because it can go the other way too. And just know that if they're having a little temper tantrum, they probably need time in their timeout room. And you probably don't need to take it personally. Or if you've had enough, say, stop it. And go ahead and do it without them. Leave them alone. Let them be cranky, crabby, and move forward with your life. And again, consciousness, consciousness, consciousness. The more we pay attention, the easier it is. Because that's essentially what the universe is always trying to get us to do. Become more conscious so we evolve, so we use our chart to its greatest potential, so we become all the things we can be. This week's going to be a little hard to do that. But at the end of the week, you're going to have an aha moment that'll be very profound. So watch for that and take care. This is Ann Ortley. End of the show. Have a great week. This is the show for March 18th, 2012, signing off from my bright red desk. Going to go do some dishes and use the new laundry machines in my building. We've got new laundry machines. And I have to go to the grocery store and buy cat food, too. So I'm going to my mundane life. Have a wonderful time in your mundane life. Mundane means your daily routines. And check in next week, remembering to listen, no advice. Watch the flares. That's where you need to change things. Watch where you're feeling caught. That's where you need to release things. Take care. Bye-bye.